Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March 15th, and this is San Francisco Council 11 volunteer Lindsay Tucker reporting. Last week, a 9.0 magnitude earthquake struck the coast of Japan near Honshu. This is the largest earthquake in Japan's history, and the effect has been disastrous for Japan. Compounding the catastrophe, the Japanese people have had to deal with the ensuing tsunami, damaged nuclear power plants, as well as shortages of food and fresh water. This past Friday, our AFA Safety, Health, and Security Committee worked throughout the night with United Airlines-related departments to ensure the safety and well-being of our crews on layover in Narita. AFA Narita Local Council 38 President Rick Gonzalez reported that all flight attendants with a primary FDUG address listed in Japan have been contacted and are safe. We've been hearing from our members around the system who want to know how they can help out our flying partners in Japan. A great way to help out is to contribute to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund, where 100% of the fund's contribution will go directly to impacted flight attendants in the form of cash assistance. Please visit our website for the link to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund, either to donate or request information about receiving assistance. With the likely possibility of strong aftershocks and earthquake-related tsunamis, we have some guidelines from the American Red Cross on what to do if these events occur. If you reference our website, you will find this information. Based upon information from many of you, AFA has worked with United to have the following support arranged. For our members who live locally and who are having difficulty getting to the airport, United is arranging local transportation from the city of Tokyo to Narita International Airport. United has also secured hotel rooms for flight attendants who are unable to get to and from the airport. Additionally, United will be sending extra food, water, and snacks to the layover hotels to our AFA members, even though United and AFA have confirmed that no shortage exists at the layover hotels. Our local councils and our Safety, Health, and Security, Employee Assistance Program, and Hotel and Transportation Committees continue to work together with United to coordinate efforts to support our members who have been affected by the earthquake and resulting tsunami. We continue to coordinate efforts for Council 38 in Narita to ensure the well-being of our members who reside in these areas and offer assistance and support if needed. If you have been affected by this disaster, AFA EAP assistance is available and ready to help. Contact your local council or call the AFA International Helpline at 1-800-424-2406 if needed. This week, we have received some reports from our members who have raised concerns about safety as it relates to the explosions at the nuclear power plant outside of Tokyo. Specifically, some members have concerns about the safety of flying trips into this region. Both AFA and United are in continuous contact with the various related government agencies, both in the U.S. and Japan, who at this time believe it is safe to travel to the area. Additionally, United has assured us of their commitment to the safety of crews and passengers to not fly into any potentially dangerous area and to divert aircraft if the situation warrants a change during flight. These are some specifics on our website about steps being taken and more information about the safety of flying into this area. We again extend our deepest condolences to the families and friends of the victims of this natural disaster. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of those who have had their lives touched by this tragedy. Yesterday, MEC President Greg Davidovich reached out to flight attendants in a letter saying, "As we always have, we will work through this challenge together and support one another as flight attendants. As a community, I know of no other group that has a greater capacity for compassion or a desire to help each other more than we do. Stand strong and remain informed as we move forward." In AFA, all of our dues money is focused on flight attendants. This is made clear in the merger agreement with CWA. The affiliation with CWA is based upon the maintenance of AFA's full autonomy as an independent labor organization with full control over its funds, assets, and policies, Section 2A1. The machinists have attempted to use scare tactics, saying that AFA is going broke. This past year, AFA leaders approved a budget with a $1.7 million line of credit, only available because AFA has far more than that in reserves in the bank. Our union has not even had to access this line of credit. In fact, AFA leaders recently voted to balance the budget without having to ask our members to fix it. The flight attendant leaders have kept our resources intact without having to come to AFA members for a dues increase. Over the past 16 years, AFA has only increased dues by $4. On the other hand, Continental flight attendants have been subjected to $6 increase in dues in just the past 14 months. Keep in mind that all of our dues money is focused on flight attendants and flight attendant issues, whereas only $7.62 out of the $55.71 which Continental flight attendants pay goes back to the local lodge. The remainder goes to the district and Grand Lodge. It may be that machinists are projecting their own financial concerns as the IAM has lost hundreds of thousands of members in recent years. As recently as 2008, IAM Grand Lodge Vice President Robert Roach warned of the real possibility of bankruptcy for our union. So not only is AFA a financially strong union, our dues money comes back to us at all levels to advance our issues. After 18 Wisconsin State Senate anti-union Republicans last week used a sneaky and clandestine procedure to ram through their anti-worker bill in the cover of night, attacking Wisconsin's working families, Governor Walker signed the bill into law on Friday. The solution to problems related to budgets must be addressed collectively and in cooperation, and not through vicious attacks on union rights that are a shadowy attempt to undermine working families and attack unions that have nothing to do with a balanced budget. Visit our website for more details on this story. With the beginning of the new Recurrent Emergency Training, RET, year, which begins on April 1st, there is some new information about both the 2010 RET program, which concludes on March 31st, and the new 2011 RET program, which begins on April 1st. For those of you in the old current 2010 RET cycle, which continues through March 31st, we want to give you a word of caution in regards to your training and e-learning. You will need to use the old current emergency procedures in your flight attendant operations manual, FAOM. For those of you who will attend the 2011 RET program, which begins on April 1st, you will use the new April 1st revision for your training and e-learning. The following are some important dates about when 2011 RET program information will become available from the company. March 17th, the 2011 RET packet will become available on Skynet. March 18th, the April 1st FAOM revision becomes available in the domiciles. March 18th, the 2011 e-learning will be available on Skynet. Please also remember that the 2010 and 2011 RET e-learning will be available on Skynet at the same time. After March 18th, please ensure you choose the correct program to complete. Additionally, you may recall that the Federal Aviation Authority, FAA, changed the rules stating that we must wait until 45 days prior to our MAGO month in order to access RET 2011 e-learning, the exception being the first month of the RET year, which is April. 2011 RET classroom training dates are available in the April cover pages. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.